Any issue in terms of timing? I mean, for example, do you think you would lose anything by starting with sorafenib, for example, in an older patient, as you've presented?
Yeah, I don't know that we know that for certain. I mean, I think we all feel that we should use our best agent up front. Now, our best agent probably is going to be sunitinib. I mean, I think that the data certainly points that way. The question is whether you will have the same effect no matter what sequence you use, whether it's sorafenib, sunitinib, or sunitinib, sorafenib. We don't know that, and that's a good question to test. I'm not sure that it'll ever be tested in a formal fashion, but clearly it's a very important point. Now, at issue would be if one of them is clearly less toxic than the other, and it's easier for patients to take, then, you know, you always start out with not only your best treatment, but sometimes your least toxic treatment. So good point, but I don't think we really know the answer to that question.
Can you talk about the data with sorafenib in older patients? That was yours, right?
Yeah, that was another analysis that was conducted not necessarily on the TARGETS trial, but on the expanded access study. And we have been looking at this off and on now for several years. And the question has been whether older patients have the same benefit and the same toxicity as younger patients. The real issue here is what the definition of old and young is, and there's no agreement, obviously. And for whatever reason, the cutoffs of less than 65 or greater than 65 were chosen, and that's sort of been standard because we've done that in other trials. And so in this study, with over 2,500 patients entered by community docs, we looked at whether indeed the older patient and the younger patient were similar in their progression-free survivals, in their toxicity, and it turns out that indeed they were. There didn't appear to be an increase in toxicity in the individual over 65. Now, the real question that we need to go back and look a little bit further is, what about if you're 70 or what if you're 75? Does the same hold true? One of the problems with that kind of analysis is that the numbers become smaller as you get to the higher age categories. Not that we can't do it, just that when it was chosen to use these cutoffs, the thought was, well, we have a larger population in both areas to look at. So I think the answer is that the older patient doesn't appear to have any more problems with toxicity, that the benefit, at least in terms of effect on progression, is the same as in the younger individual.
Now, what about older people in terms of sunitinib? What do we know about that?
I think it's a fairly similar type approach, that when you look at the data in the subset analysis that was presented by Bob Motzer, we see the same effects in the young and older patients. And there was another abstract presented actually on bevacizumab, again, showing the same thing. So, I mean, I think you come away thinking that all of these targeted drugs are tolerated both in the younger patient as well as in the older patient, and that you don't need necessarily to be concerned about enhanced toxicity or lack of an effect, and you don't need to modify doses because all these doses really were equivalent in these populations.